Millions of Americans have poured into the streets at nearly 2,000 protests across the country to oppose Donald Trump's presidency. The so-called No King's Day demonstrations coincide with Mr. Trump's expensive military parade, which the US leader chose to hold on his 79th birthday. It marks the largest outpouring of opposition to the Trump presidency since he returned to power in January, and comes off the back of huge demonstrations in California opposing aggressive new immigration raids targeting undocumented migrants. Protesters in Texas say they came out to support immigrants.
I'm here to demonstrate my right to protest against a regime that is taking away people's rights.
I'm here on behalf of those who can't. I think it's very important, honestly. I work in construction with nothing but immigrants. Half those buildings that you see back there, immigrants have built, and unfortunately, they don't have the right to be here because the government is taking that away from them. So I think it's very important that those who can speak up and are a voice for them.
The mostly peaceful demonstrations were met with violence in Northern Virginia when a man intentionally drove an SUV through a crowd of departing protesters, striking at least one person. Police in Los Angeles also hit locals with batons, shot them with non-lethal rounds, and fired tear gas after claiming protesters threw rocks, bricks, and bottles.